The dog in the library. We may be in the universe as dogs and cats are in our libraries, seeing the books and hearing the conversation, but having no inkling of the meaning of it all. William James. On sunny cerulean days, I go all the way to 11 when I stretch and sniff among the leaves, whereas you stay inside, hunched over your moral universe. Old girl, if you stopped trying to decipher those fossil bird tracks, you might see the thermal gliding hawk above, or that zaftig possum gnawing on fallen persimmons under the window. I'm just saying, your preference betrays a certain fear of your own nature. Remember last summer when you left me in the car to pick up a book they were holding for you, and a page or two in, you recognized your own penciled and, may I say, obsessive marginalia, although you had no memory of the text itself? Whatever made you think your mind could be disenthralled with words? As a pup, I once took Mark Strand's injunction in eating poetry to heart, devouring one or two slim volumes. But soon I realized I prefer the raw material of life, what E.E. Cummings calls the slaver of spring. Smells of fresh earth, the ghostly scent of rabbits, even the mounds of dirty laundry piled up on your bed. If you found answers to your questions, do you truly believe those answers would transform you? So many of your species seem susceptible to revelation. We're all browsers, old girl, without an inkling, waiting by the door for a treat or to be forgiven, until our unleashed immortal part bolts for that hit of dopamine. Then all good dogs go to heaven.